The storm that slammed into Florida's Gulf Coast as Hurricane Helene brought disastrous flooding to the southeastern U.S. from Georgia to the Carolinas. Nearly 100 people have died. In the mountains of western North Carolina, authorities said hundreds more were unaccounted for. That's in part because of the flooding that washed away cell towers and other communication systems. Alejandra Barunda is with NPR's Climate Desk. She says this storm had the fingerprints of human-caused climate change all over it.
When Hurricane Helene was approaching the Florida coast last week, it was a big, wide storm that hurricane scientists were watching closely. Like Rosimar Rios Berrios, she's a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder.
I like to think of hurricane formation intensification as analogous to, like, when you're cooking or baking, you need a certain set of steps, and you also need some ingredients.
Those ingredients for a hurricane? The right wind conditions. And hot ocean water underneath, like more than 79 degrees. But the water underneath Helene was much warmer than that.
The waters that Helene was traveling over were in the upper 80s.
That's Andrew Garner. She's a hurricane expert at Rowan University in New Jersey. She says that's way hotter than scientists would expect for this time of year. And all that heat is like food for a hurricane.
That really just provides a way to supercharge the storm.
Most of the extra heat trapped on Earth by decades of human-caused climate change has been absorbed by the oceans. Hotter oceans don't mean every tropical storm will turn into a major hurricane, but it ups the odds. Garner's research shows
it's become more than three times as likely for those modern hurricanes to go from a weak storm into a major hurricane in just 12 hours, and Helene joined that club.
Helene also pushed a giant storm surge up onto Florida's coast. That has the fingerprints of climate change on it too, says Rios Berrios.
Ocean warming also means sea level rises.
The total is about 8 inches along Florida's coast in the past few decades. That might not sound like a lot compared to the 10, 12, or even 15 feet from Helene. But put a big, wide hurricane like Helene on top of that sea level rise and
those are the two combinations for very high storm surge.
Helene also dumped massive amounts of rain inland. More than 2 feet fell on some parts of North Carolina, and much of the western part of the state is still deep in the throes of disaster. They're dealing with communications blackouts, power outages, and destroyed roads. It'll take scientists a while to do what's called an attribution analysis to see exactly how much worse climate change made the storm. But more intense rainfall is exactly what they'd expect to see, says Claudia Benitez-Nelson. She's a climate scientist at the University of South Carolina.
So as the storms travel over these increasing warmer oceans, they're pulling more water vapor, more heat into their formation.
That means
heavier rainfall, and that results in more flooding when these storms hit.
So a storm that develops over the record-breakingly hot Gulf in a hotter-than-average atmosphere can suck up even more water than it otherwise would. Garner says
think of it as a sponge that's become really saturated.
Then all that extra water gets squeezed out as rain when the storm moves north. Asheville, North Carolina got 17 inches in 3 days, a third more than ever before. Other towns saw more than 20. Garner says human-caused climate change probably made Helene worse. But she says that also means addressing human-caused climate change could dial back the risks in the future. Alejandra Barunda, NPR News.